I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Scientists say to fight global warming, the world has to wean itself off oil and other fossil fuels. But what kind of energy should we move toward? A few years ago, there was a lot of excitement about biofuels. Those fuels come from plants, such as ethanol from corn. The U.S. Congress set targets to triple domestic biofuels production. The European Union mandated an even steeper increase. But many in Europe now question the wisdom of this policy. Kathleen Schock has the second in a series of stories on energy in Europe. She reports from Brussels.
European cars may be small and fuel-efficient compared to American cars, but they still burn a lot of fossil fuel. Just 2% of the energy that powers them comes from renewable resources like biofuels. But by the year 2020, that's slated to rise fivefold. The increase isn't just a goal, it's the law.
And if a member state by 2020 don't have this 10% target, they're going to break the law, and we are going to open an infringement case against them.
That's Ferran Taradeus, energy spokesman for the European Commission. There are a number of reasons behind Europe's sharp turn toward biofuels. As in the U.S., one goal was to help domestic farmers. Another was greater energy security for the EU, which now imports nearly 90% of its oil. But the main reason for the biofuels target is its potential to slow climate change.
Biofuels, by definition, have no emissions because the plants where biofuels come from absorb the CO2 that they produce when they are combusted.
Of course, in real life, it's hardly such a neat closed loop because it takes energy to produce the biofuels themselves. And not all biofuels are created equal.
For instance, bioethanol from Brazil saves 80% CO2 emissions compared with oil. Other crops produced here in Europe, the levels of savings arrive only to 35%. And there are other crops that don't even arrive to this 35%.
And Taradeus says under Europe's mandate, biofuels must create at least 35% less CO2 overall than petroleum.
So we don't want any biofuel. We only want sustainable biofuels or good biofuels.
But good is in the eye of the beholder.
I think that the case is building, and it's really a question of getting people to realize that there's been a huge hoax being played of them.
That's Ariel Bruner with the conservation group BirdLife International. He says the EC's rationale for biofuels rests on a huge accounting error. It doesn't factor in the land it will take to grow all those new biofuels crops. Bruner predicts Europe's new biofuels mandate will prompt farmers in places like Indonesia and Brazil to chop down more forests, drain more wetlands, and plow up more grasslands, releasing the huge amounts of carbon stored in these natural ecosystems.
The worst you can do is destroy a peatland forest in the tropics, because there you lose the carbon in the trees, but also the carbon in the peat soil, which is massive.
Princeton University environmental policy researcher Tim Searchinger has calculated how long you would have to burn various biofuels to offset their land use impact.
For corn ethanol, our calculation was a payback period of 167 years. For soybean biodiesel, we came up with roughly the same numbers. For biodiesel made directly from palm oil in Southeast Asia, we're almost certainly talking several hundred years.
Searchinger says in many cases, we'd be better off just continuing to burn gasoline. The European mandate does acknowledge the land use problem. It disqualifies biofuels produced by directly destroying valuable ecosystems. But environmentalists like Ariel Bruner say that still leaves a gaping loophole. That's because the rules don't account for the indirect impact of biofuels on land use, as fuel crops displace food crops.
So you will not be able to cut down rainforest to produce biofuels and sell those biofuels on the EU market, but you will be able to sell to the EU market the stuff coming from your old plantation and then chop forest for a new plantation that will be supplying the market you were supplying before.
The bottom line, critics say, is that new biofuels mandates add to the overall demand for cropland, and they say biofuels targets in the U.S. and Europe are setting off a global chain reaction that could lead to a huge increase in the rate of deforestation. That argument has put biofuels advocates on the defensive.
Of course, you don't want the forest to be cleared just like that. I mean, no one wants that.
But Amadine Lacorde of the European Biodiesel Board bristles at the notion that biofuels are to blame. She says there's simply no way to know whether farmers are clearing land they wouldn't be clearing anyway.
So in our view, if you were to include today a penalty, for instance, for indirect land use change effects on biofuels, that would be unfair, because how are you going to calculate that precisely enough?
A similar argument has been raging in the U.S. Regulators in both California and the EPA decided that indirect land use impacts are a valid part of the biofuels equation. But alarmed lawmakers from ethanol-producing states fought back and added a provision to the climate bill just passed by the House of Representatives. It would bar the EPA from factoring in indirect land use for 5 years and require more study. An EU study is underway as well. But meanwhile, says Nusa Urbancic, a policy officer at a group called Transportation and Environment, Europe's new biofuels targets have already created a lot of momentum.
Because as soon as you start an industry, well, it's always difficult. It's always somebody's profit that you jeopardize. Because, I mean, the argument of biofuels industry, yeah, but we have already invested so much, you have to give us the target.
Ultimately, just about everyone agrees that there's a brighter future in new generations of biofuels made from such things as plant and animal waste. These wouldn't compete for land and would potentially have a far smaller carbon footprint than today's biofuels, but they're likely years away. For The World, this is Kathleen Schalk, Brussels.